This is the Block Party, a Minecraft podcast, episode 141. We're your hosts, Bearded Sloth
and Little C.
Get all our info at theblockpartymc.com.
Now let's get the Block Party started.
Hey, Little C, welcome back. It's a Minecraft podcast.
Really?
It's the Block Party time.
I didn't know it was a Minecraft
podcast. I look forward to this every week.
What's Minecraft?
Yeah, I know. You haven't been playing much. You kind of forgot, didn't you?
I haven't been able to.
I know. We're going to talk about that. But first, we want to get into all the comments of all the listeners we have. Not all the listeners commented. We do have some comments this week. Unlike, I think it was last week, we had no comments. So you guys are getting a little better. But we definitely want to hear from you. Make sure you email us if you can. Contact at theblockpartymc.com or join our Discord. That's even better. All right, our first comment comes from the one, the only, the famous, the noob, Holy Bookworm. Love the new animal animations. And just to be clear, she's talking about a resource pack that we added, the Better Mob Animations by Raboy, R-A-B-O-W-O-Y, not W. I think is who made that. And that we've been using it on Jericho SMP. So that's what she's talking about. And yes, I love it too. We've got a lot of good feedback on it. We did have an issue, and I'll talk about that in a little bit later with it. The next comment
comes from Kangamar. Delighted you guys are enjoying the new animations. Do let me know if Holy Bookworm freaks out when she sees a spider's new moves.
So, Kangamar, Holy Bookworm has yet to see a spider. I'm yet to see a spider. Have not seen them yet.
I did get to
experience a creeper today, and I love the way they kind of wobble back and forth. So I'm loving it. I really, really like it. I like the death, too, that it turns white instead of red.
I don't like that.
Little C has a different take on that. But so Holy Bookworm hasn't seen a spider, but Little C did. And yes, he freaked out like a girl.
No, I didn't.
You were terrified.
It was horrible.
I heard
though.
You go, ah!
I'm uninstalling the pack now.
You're uninstalling it. Good luck with that.
Scary.
I had trouble with that. I cannot figure out how to take it off and still play on Jericho right now. And I don't know why.
Yeah, there's a big issue with that. I think it's the new update. I noticed that I have to download because it's counting as behavior packs.
Yeah. And I don't know why. I don't know why. So I might look into that a little bit more, see if I can fix that, see if it's a different issue or something in the coding. But I noticed that too. Is it just that pack? Or have you taken off some of the other packs and it's fine?
I don't know. It's just when I join the server, every time, even if I click download, I can only click download or leave server.
Right. Yeah. And I'm getting that same thing, but I didn't know if it was that pack or if it's a different pack or not.
I haven't tried to uninstall the packs because there's no purpose to uninstall any of them because it'll download all of them.
Got it. Okay.
Even if you have them all downloaded, it still pops up with the pop-up when you join the server.
Ooh, I haven't had that. I have them downloaded.
No, because I've joined the server, hit download because it's the only option.
Right.
Joined, left, join again, not changing any pack, and it does it again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we are enjoying it overall, though, Kangamar, so really appreciate that you helped us find that pack. I'm a little concerned, though, that the creator of it doesn't seem like he is updating it at all or anything like that. So there's not going to be long-term support for it. So if I want to keep it going, I'm going to have to do stuff in itself. And I'm thinking maybe he moved it over to the marketplace and maybe that's where you got it, Kangamar. Unfortunately, we can't use the marketplace packs on our server because it's two different things. And since we're not using an official realm, can't utilize it. Little C, I know you didn't get to play much. So let's talk about that.
I don't know why, but Windows Store or whatever wouldn't update the game. The Minecraft launcher wouldn't update the game, so I just didn't update it, so I didn't
play all Minecraft. Week long, we had the major update, Tuesday, I think, came out?
Well, not major, but somewhat big.
Yeah. They actually gave it a name.
Kind of.
But anyways, yeah, so you've had all week not playing at all.
And I didn't have much time anyways this week to play, so I didn't. And I haven't had motivation to play, so it's like...
Yeah.
Well,
we did get it figured out today, and I showed you how to get to the file so you could basically make a backup of all the world files, your settings files, all that. Got that figured out, made a copy, and you ended up having to uninstall the whole thing. Basically, what was happening, you were going to the Windows Store...
And the Minecraft launcher. Anywhere, it just got stuck and wouldn't go past it.
So if you're having that issue, you might want to uninstall and reinstall, and it seems to be okay. This is Windows 11. Also, though, if you're going to uninstall, make sure you make a copy of your worlds and everything. You do not want to lose those in your resource packs, all of that stuff. Definitely want to make sure you get a copy of that. So since you have played now, you played a little bit today and stuff, are you enjoying the new update?
It's fine, I guess. I don't know. I'm not like super excited for it, but it's an update. The armadillos are cool. They're kind of...
They're adorable, aren't they?
They're going to be an issue on servers, just like chickens and stuff are, because they drop items randomly and there's no way to stop it. So especially because we have a savanna very near our spawn on Jericho.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of armadillo scoots.
So what's funny is I had chickens and collecting the eggs for a while. I had double chests full of eggs and I ended up just throwing them randomly all around my base. I find chickens everywhere now and then eggs laying everywhere. I haven't had any performance issues with that. So I'm thinking they've got the game optimized enough now.
It'll be fine. It's just low end devices. If they run into that, that's going to be an issue. True.
I don't see them dropping a whole lot often, though. Seems I haven't done the calculation or anything, but to me, it seems less than the chickens lay the eggs.
I wouldn't say that because I dragged one into my base and he's just walking around and he dropped like three and I only played for 20 minutes or something.
Right. I was surprised to see how quickly, if you brush the armadillos, because that's a way to get the scoots also, how quickly the brush. It only lasts like four or five brushes. I can't remember
which.
Yeah, I
didn't realize, because I had brush with mending and I'm breaking three. I didn't realize it took the durability so much, and I ended up breaking those.
Oh, man. Yeah, it takes it quick. So you are better off, like you said, just having it at your base or whatever. Find a way to collect it. Minecart with hopper is my suggestion under the block where they're standing.
Or just put them on a hopper? Why
or
would you get a minecart
on a hopper? Yeah, that's fine too.
Or just
I like to hide them underneath stuff. That's all.
Carpet, slabs.
Yeah, you
soul
can
sand.
Do that too. Yeah, that's fine.
Or just have them walk around your base and when you
Does
see something laying on the ground,
sand
pick it up.
Work again? There for a while, it didn't work. Pulling
I don't know. I know back in the day we used to.
Yeah, it seemed like it stopped working. I don't know if it still does or not, so that's something I'm going to have to try. And we will get to the actual update change logs here in a little bit, like we always do. That's the main part of the show, I'd say now. I did play a little bit Tuesday night. I finally have an Elytra. I purchased one, and somebody went ahead and put them in stock. I bought the last one available, though. And they're going for 32 diamonds, but that comes with unbreaking and mending already on it. I think that's a great deal.
That seems reasonable.
I think it's a little cheap.
I don't think it's cheap. I think it's
reasonable.
Because
it sold out so quickly.
Yeah, but they could have only had one in the chest. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So it was gone. I bought that. And then I saw somebody else went to go buy one later, I think the next day or something, and they couldn't get one.
Go to the end, you lazy players. My goodness.
Yeah, but I love the shopping district. That's what I love about
Jericho.
Well,
go to the end, get one, and then buy one.
Yeah, maybe. I did play around a little bit, like I said, with the armadillos and everything and brushing them. That's definitely not the efficient way. But at the same time, it's easy, especially if you have like a chicken farm or something.
It's pretty efficient. I mean, you could get scoots infinite amounts.
Yeah, you just got to have the copper.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely running low on that.
But if you're a builder and you're using it for building, it's somewhat...
You walk outside of your base for two blocks and you have 12 stacks of copper.
It's not quite that much, but yes, I see what you're doing there. I'm loving the new dogs. We did have a problem with the dog animations with that mob animation pack because it wasn't updated for this at all. It was basically showing all the dogs as the old texture, so you had no idea if you were getting a new dog or anything. I ended up going into the pack itself. I deleted anything that had to do with the dog, which is sad because I really like the animations they had for the dogs, the way they sat, their legs kind of crossed. It was adorable, but I'd rather have the new dog variations, all the textures for that. So that's what I did. I did some coding there to fix that. I didn't realize it was a problem until somebody brought it up a couple days later and, hey, I can't find any of the dogs. I went searching for them and stuff. Today I did go ahead. I went to your base, Little C, the old Taiga, I think is what it is, something like that. That's where the black version of the wolves, not dogs. I keep calling them dogs.
I don't think
the wolves.
No, it's the other type that's there. Cause I only got the weird gray ones. What in the same biome you were talking about, unless two types spawn.
There's two types there.
Okay.
Because you have your regular taiga, and then you have your old world or old
version. But in the old taiga, so. There I didn't get black ones spawning. I got
Yeah, that's
brown
where
ones.
I found mine, though, was over by your base, and went ahead and tamed it. He was actually chasing a fox, so I had to chase him down. As he's chasing the fox, it was a whole ordeal. It was like one of those old black and white movies where people are just chasing each other in circles. That's kind of how it felt. It was quite hilarious. But I did get the black one from over there. And then I got lost at your base because I was trying to get back and walk the dog. I first just tried to fly away and it didn't teleport with me. So
could you imagine if it just kept teleporting to your exact location in the sky and kept randomly falling?
I know. I thought maybe if I landed again, it would teleport over to me, but it never did. So I had to go back and find it again. Finally got unlost from your base, found your...
My base isn't that complicated.
I found your ice road and got back to spawn and then got back to my place.
It's pretty self-explanatory. The one hallway that has something at the end of it, you go down and there's the ice road.
Yeah, I was having trouble finding that, but I did find it. Thanks, Little C.
Why are you using my tunnel anyways? Make your own.
Because that's where I was right there. I gotta tell you, though, when I come into your base area and I just hear the pounding of the warden, it is terrifying every time I go over there.
Yeah, it's supposed to keep you out.
It didn't work.
Maybe I need someone just walking around.
And then a little bit later, I did go exploring because I'm basically based right on the edge of Savannah and Badlands biomes and all those giant places and desert on the other side of that. Well, I knew there was some very specific biomes of the Savannah where certain dogs spawn. So I wanted to try to find that. And I did find that one. So I've got that. I had about 40 some bones on me. So I figured I could get quite a few. Did that. And then I did find the wooded Badlands, which I didn't even know was a thing. And there's trees there's and everything. I got those too and brought those back. So I'm starting to have this army of wolves. And it's going to be great. I'm going to try to find all the variations, I think. That'll be fun. You're going to have to do that because you're a completionist with the achievements. So you're going to want to get all of those.
Are there new achievements now?
I do believe so. So you'll get to do that.
I guess I didn't check because I would have thought they would. If there were new achievements, they would have added one for like brushing an armadillo or something. But I don't remember seeing anything come across. So maybe there's not one.
Yeah, I don't think there's one for that necessarily. That's pretty much all I've done. I played those 2 days basically on Minecraft today and then Tuesday night. And I played a little bit when I fixed the wolf pack, but that was just to make sure I did it correctly and everything else was working. As far as real life, I ended up going clear down. We live in Northeast Indiana. I drove down to Florida this week, kind of on the panhandle of Florida, Southern Alabama, basically. So that was kind of fun. I don't get to go down that way very often. I did have to brag about the weather when I got down there. It was pretty nice.
I don't want to hear it. It was
and then
yucky this week.
I went into the deep woods. Like, the only traffic I saw were, like, log trucks and stuff back here in the woods of Alabama, way out there. And I kept an eye out because I thought for sure I was going to see a Bigfoot somewhere. Because it's just that type of thing.
Did you look in the mirror?
I could have just looked down, right, at my big foot.
Oh.
Da-dun-dun.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. So that was fun, though. I don't go south very often, like, down in that area. So it was kind of nice for a change of pace and everything. Then I ended up back in Ohio.
Ooh, Ohio.
Exactly. And then I was mad. And then I went to Michigan, and I was supposed to pick up a load, bring it home, you know, and that didn't work out so well, so I have no load on me, and I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I did start playing a few other games. We've talked about this in the past. I kind of wanted to get into a few more games other than Minecraft, and been playing Fallout 3, which is interesting and kind of getting back into that whole thing. And my computer, I'm learning the art of playing games on a computer. And yes, you can do it, but you really have to turn down the settings if your computer is not capable of handling it.
Your computer is ancient.
I know.
Your graphics card, at least.
It's not that old.
No, but it's not for modern game standards. Most games fine once I told you what to turn off.
Right, and I am playing them. One game in particular I did try. It's a kind of high-end graphics. It was really good for its day and graphics-wise when it first came out. And I had some trouble with that, but we got that fixed, and you searched Reddit and helped me as the old man I am. I don't do well with Reddit. I just don't do well with forums, I guess.
It's not that hard, dude.
I have trouble sorting through old internet era.
You should know how to do that. Only old people know how to use those.
Yeah. I just wasn't big into that. I was always a console gamer, so I'm just now getting into this computer world. But I was able to get that fixed. So thank you for your help there, Little C, on what files to delete to make it work better. Little C, what you been up to this week? Since you didn't get to play Minecraft, what was getting in the way?
Well, I spent a lot of time at church doing tech stuff because there were multiple special events that I was running sound for, both events. A lot of moving things and making sure mics actually work.
Did it work out okay?
Finding weird solutions to problems.
It is funny because usually for our main services at church, I'm usually sitting at the audio board. And you don't pay that close of attention to what I'm doing. I just make it work and I tweak a lot every week. You're over there on the video side of things, making sure the video looks good, the recording, all that, and the live stream. And you're tweaking things all the time on that. So we're very specialized in those. But then when we cross over, and you had to cross over to my world in audio this week, and I know you called me and I'm trying to explain this. It's hard to explain things to somebody that isn't doing it all the time. Because to me, it's like, okay, switch this, turn that up, and you just put your hands up in the air. There's a lot of knobs and buttons, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know how to do it just because I do the audio stuff a lot too, because I kind of just do everything, but
it did work out.
It's hard because the people too, it like just don't understand audio at all.
Right.
And they're like, can you do this? And I'm like, we don't have the stuff for that. And they're like, why not?
Right. And that's what I'm finding in anything it is, whether it's PC gaming, whether it's playing Minecraft, there are limitations. Like somebody might say, oh, make a behavior pack, right? Make an add-on to make it do this. And that might just not be possible. That they might not give us the tools to be able to do that. It might be a great idea, or in what you were talking about, yes, they want you to pick up a sound that's clear over here, but they want the mic over here. Well, you just can't do that, right? So there's always limitations. I'm finding that with the computer world of gaming and stuff. You do have limitations. What you want to do, what you can do. Usually you can overcome them some way and you can kind of rig it up to make it work either. Anyways.
My issue is my computer is good enough. I can play most games, but I also like to live stream things. So I have to turn settings way down on games so I can live stream.
Right, exactly. I can't believe how much I get away with my laptop. And how much I do push it when, for instance, I live stream, which I haven't been doing much lately. I don't know if I should get back into that and playing. I enjoy doing live stream when I do it, but I have trouble coming up with what to do in Jericho to put it into the video, if that makes sense. And I'm thinking maybe doing a few more tutorials of some sort, but that's kind of a group effort too. And it takes time with you, Little C, because you're great at doing that. Usually you have your character in there and watching my guy in another video thing, which is cool. I love how the tutorials came out so far.
Yeah, the third person thing's nice.
Yeah.
Now that we have spectator mode on Bedrock, it makes it easier.
Yeah, it was nice because you're completely invisible and nobody even knows you're standing there. All right, well, I think that wraps up our past week. Let's get into those change logs. That's what everybody's really here for, I think.
The Past Week in Minecraft, all info from Minecraft.net.
All right, we're going to go through this first one really quick. It's just the last Minecraft Java 1.20.5 release candidate 3 came out Monday, April 22nd, 2024. These are just the things that they got to fix up right before they release the actual thing. And it was just a bug fix, basically. Race condition in can break, can place on item stack components. That's all it was. All right. The official update then was Minecraft Java 1.20.5 came out Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. The additions added Armadillo and Armadillo Scoots. The Armadillo is a new passive mob, added wolf armor, which can be crafted with Armadillo Scoots and can be dyed in a similar fashion to leather armor. They added all those wolf variants that we talked about. The variant is determined by the biome they're spawning in. So that's kind of cool. I like that idea. The wolves spawn in packs with a default pack size of 4, but it depends what variant too. There is one that always spawns all by itself too. I think it's the snowy one maybe. I can't remember offhand.
I think it's the snowy one, yeah.
Yeah, and it's always by itself, which is cool. I love that they have even that variation in it. It's not just a texture variation. It's the way the game behaves when it spawns it. There are 4 new advancements for Java. Isn't it skew? Get armadillo scoots from an armadillo using a brush. Sheer brilliance. Remove wolf armor from a wolf using shears. Good as new. Repair a damaged wolf armor using armadillo scoots. The whole pack. Tame 1 of each wolf variant. All right, there were some changes in this Java 1.20.5. The UI has been updated with a fresher look. The UI has been updated to support a fresher look and to be more consistent when it comes to the layout of different UI elements, all while retaining the essence and feel of the old screens. Decreased the default size of the spawn chunks and made the value configurable. The size of the spawn chunks changed from a radius of 10 to a radius of 2. So it's less now. But
that sucks for technical players.
Right. Since they gave you the value configure, you can change it back if you want. But just by default, it's going to be smaller. Updated the health and damage dealt by tamed wolves. Tamed wolves now have 40 health points, which is 20 hearts, instead of 20 health points or 10 hearts. Adjusted spawning conditions for wolves, allowing them to spawn on coarse dirt and podzol blocks. That way they can actually spawn in the biomes they need to, where they're covered in that. Adjusted passive mobs spawning in grove biome to only include rabbits, foxes, and wolves. When entities leave or enter the end, the area they arrive in will now stay loaded for 15 seconds, matching the behavior of nether portals. Improvements to the game's performance. Improved handling of errors during saving and loading. The data pack version is now 41. The resource pack version is now 32. There were around 210 bugs fixed in this release. You can, of course, view the whole list on their site. There are experimental update things here, and of course you need the experimental data pack on Java Edition to be able to use these. Added the mace, added breeze rod item, updates to the breeze, added wind charge item, added fault block, redesigned bad omen to give access to ominous events, added ominous bottle, added ominous trial spawner, added ominous vault, ominous trial key, bogged mob, and 6 new mob effects, and of course, much more in that experimental stuff. All right, also on Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, Minecraft Bedrock 1.20.80 released. The additions here also were basically the same. Armadillo and Armadillo Scoots, the wolf armor, of course, dye, and don't forget, the dyeing works differently between Java and Bedrock, right? As far as dyeing leather armor.
I think so, yeah, because on Java, you just use a crafting table, but on Bedrock, you have to get a cauldron.
Yep, so, but you do the wolf armor the same way as that. A difference here in Minecraft Bedrock would be introducing Realm Stories, a new social hub for your realm. Realm Stories features include the story feed, the timeline, the members tab, and realm events. So that's kind of cool. There is known issues here. Xbox only. If multiple users are signed into an Xbox, then the users might not be able to post to Realm Stories from that Xbox unless all users besides the primary user log out. Also on Xbox, if multiple users are signed into an Xbox, Realm events will not be posted, but they will be recorded. If all users but the primary user sign out of Xbox, the primary user returns to the Minecraft play screen. The Realm events that were recorded before should get posted. However, the Realm events may be credited to the wrong user. So they know about this bug. I'm sure they're going to work on that and fix that. But just be aware of that, Xbox users. Some other known things here. If users are in split screen mode, only the primary user will be able to open Realm Stories. If users are in with a guest instead of being signed into the Microsoft account and the primary user attempts to make a post, the post may fail or may be credited to the wrong user.
This whole thing makes me kind of want to get a Realm over a server. The own like little social media thing built into Minecraft. I do like that. It's very cool.
Yeah, it is nice. We've improved the way you connect with players in Minecraft to help you follow and friend players. We added multiple features, including list of recommended and suggested friends, improved search to give partial results while you are typing, ability to share your profile information through a QR code or a share link, a handy button that copies your gamer tag to the clipboard. Some changes in this, and this is just basically the whole Bedrock update in general. Shields can now partially block damage dealt by Guardians and Elder Guardians laser attacks. So that's nice. Shields actually do something against them. Increased maximum render distance to 36 for Xbox Series consoles.
I wonder if that's why I've seemed to have less smooth loading of chunks and stuff since the update.
Okay.
Like when I go into F5 or whatever, it like weirdly flashes the chunks loading again. And I wonder if it's because they changed how chunks work a little bit to make it so it's more optimized for consoles.
Yeah, and maybe. Maybe they've been working behind the scenes. I didn't have any. I flew around a little bit today. I didn't have any issues.
Do you go into third person ever?
I do not. Okay. No.
I think it's something to do with that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm almost always first person. The updated You Died screen is no longer experimental. Thank you for all the feedback you've sent in about this updated feature. So that's cool. That's actually in the game now. There were some fixes, of course. Holding the jump button while swimming underwater no longer results in a player drowning while appearing to be swimming at water's surface. Fixed an issue prevented iOS devices from auto-locking and going to sleep when idle after the player left any world. Wolves now correctly leap at their targets. Fixed occasional double placement of blocks when bridging. All right, moving on to the experimental stuff. So you need that toggle on in Bedrock Edition, and basically the same additions as Java, but added the mace, breeze rod item, the heavy core, added bolt and flow armor trims and smithing templates, added flow and guster banner patterns, added flow, guster, and scrape pottery sherds, updated the trial chambers, and many more. You can get those all in the actual change logs. Then moving on, they're still working on the next update then. So Minecraft Bedrock Beta / Preview 1.21.0.23 came out the next day on Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Additions here added a new HUD overlay that displays the number of days played in a world. The overlay is enabled with the Show Days Played World setting. What do you think of this, Little C?
I think it's good that we're getting a day counter.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like it looks like it
Java
just stays
features.
It stays right up there where the coordinates are on Bedrock Edition.
I'd like
think
to
it looks
see
nice.
More of the F3 menu stuff on Bedrock, maybe even like a biome one or something.
I want to see a biome one because it's really hard to tell exactly which biome you're on in Bedrock Edition without that. Java Edition, you guys have that, but I don't like Java Edition's screen where it just shows all this information. I just want the little bit of information that I need.
Yeah, but there's a lot of information on there that I like. a lot of technical info that's nice to have.
I agree. I like the lighting stuff, all of that. But I would like to see where you can just specify. One thing I don't like, for instance, in the Java version of it, when I want coordinates, I don't want all the rest. I love Bedrock Edition just has the coordinates up in the top left. It works out for me. And I like that that's where they put the days played on this too. I am excited to see that they are bringing things like this. They've been keeping track of this for a long time anyways. And I do think it counts all the days that you've already played in a world.
It does.
Assuming that it was already in Bedrock and not, let's say, really old world. It probably wasn't keeping track if, let's say, you were on PlayStation 4 edition or something.
It might have been. I'm not sure.
But I do like that it has been keeping track and they're giving you that. It's not like it's starting from right now.
Yeah.
Changes here in this beta/preview. The Trial Chambers map item has been renamed to Trial Explorer map. They flattened the ID of Stone Block Slab. That's coding stuff there. Entities affected by weaving can now move through cobweb with 50% of their normal speed instead of 25%. Mob effects, infested. Silverfish will now spawn at the center of the infested entity's bounding box and fling out in the direction the entity is facing. Now has a 10% chance to spawn 1-2 silverfish instead of 5%. The weaving mob effect now more consistently spawns 2-3 cobwebs on death. No longer places cobwebs if the mob griefing game rule is turned off. Bad omen gained by drinking an ominous bottle will no longer emit particles around the player. Players are now chosen 50% of the time instead of mobs for dropping projectiles on top of. When using touch controls, nether portals can once again be destroyed by destroying the portal surface. Change the sounds of bad omen effect being applied, the ominous bottle breaking after use, and when bad omen converts into raid omen. Added 4 new ambient cave sounds, tweaked trial chambers room. Splash potions now have the same duration as drinkable potions. The breeze now aims slightly higher when shooting at the player. And breeze wind charge can now hurt mobs in boats and minecarts. So all this stuff is experimental stuff. So you got to have that toggle on. I don't mess with any of that. I really wait till it comes out in the actual game. The nice thing with them putting it in, though, people can start testing it and they can find the bugs before they release it to the actual game, which is a good benefit. Fixes in this. Decorated pots made with pottery sherds and trial chambers are now oriented correctly. Fix an issue where the torch icon was vertically centered in the inventory slot. Mace can now also be enchanted with Unbreaking, Smite, Fire Aspect, and Bane of Arthropods. Updated loot tables of vaults and ominous vaults to match Java Edition. Fixed a bug where vaults could not be opened with a trial key. And fixed an issue with fall damage not being negated when falling onto slime blocks or powdered snow after using a wind charge. And they are still working on the editor there. We're not going to cover all those. And if you want the full change logs, make sure you go to the link in our description. I'm basically now, instead of linking each one individually, I link you to the page where you can find whichever one you're interested in. I think that's a little bit easier way to get there. All right. Then on Friday, late last night, basically, they came out with Minecraft Java 1.20.6 release candidate 1. I was not expecting a 1.20.6, but this is just a hot fix, basically. They had a problem, and that was Trader Llama inventory shifted, partially lost during upgrade.
It's just a random bug they needed to fix.
Yep, and they basically have a note here. If nothing else critical is found, they're hoping to have the actual 1.20.6 hotfix out early next week, basically. All right. That sums up all of Minecraft's past week.
Now it's time for
listener questions.
Our first question comes from Froggies. What is your favorite thing about being a server owner?
Probably, if I'm honest with it, is that I can get all this stuff by buying it from the shops instead of going to get it myself. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems to count.
I really like that. I just get diamonds and I like getting diamonds. So I'll just do that. Like the elytra. I didn't have to go to the inn to go get my own elytra. I could just buy it. It was nice.
He says he plays Minecraft. He really doesn't.
No, I just buy this stuff. Exactly. Now, I do like to see different styles of builds and all that. I like how other people play. It's kind of nice to see that. It keeps me open to more of Minecraft and the possibilities, if that makes sense. It'd be pretty boring if it was just me all the time. All I do is fish the whole time. So it keeps me open to other things, like going to find the dogs today.
I've said it before, but just being able to like test texture packs out and get feedback on it from players is fun. Like,
that is nice.
That's what's nice about not just playing on a server, but being like the owners. We can just, if there's a resource pack we want, we're just like, okay, there you go. Now you all have to have the resource pack. Enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. And it is nice to be able to get feedback from the players and stuff. And what are they enjoying? What are they not enjoying? Sometimes I get some of that too. But yeah, it's just a different thing. And at this point in Jericho's life, we're kind of the point where we're keeping the old school players that's been with us since we made it a server, season two, basically. We have a lot of those players coming back and just enjoying. We did get several new players, but it seems like they're just here and it's a place for people to play and it becomes their actual world. And I love being able to provide that. Whether I play that much, I don't interact with other players that much. Usually when I'm on, it's late at night. Not many people are ever playing when I am. So it just becomes my single player world. But I like the fact that other players have that opportunity to socialize, build stuff together, meet new friends. There's definitely been friendships being made there. So that's kind of cool to know that we are the owners of that and we provided that. All right, next question comes from Kangamar. What is one of your favorite little things to do in Minecraft? By this, I mean something that you do regularly that shouldn't really be that enjoyable, but it just makes you happy to do it. I'll let you know mine. Running up a long set of stairs. I love it when I finished working in my mind that I get to dash up a huge flight of stairs back to my base. I feel like Sonic. I know that feeling, by the way. I do like running upstairs, but I don't think that's my most enjoyable thing.
I enjoy like the paintings and flower pots and other tiny details, just the small building details. Those are a lot of fun.
Like you like to decorate with them.
Yeah.
And just put them in random places and stuff. Yeah. That's kind of cool. That's something I don't really do every once in a while. I might throw a painting up just because it seems like something needs to be there. You do a lot of stuff though. You do texturing and all that builder stuff.
You can barely place two blocks together.
I'm just happy that I can make a door. All right. My answer here, I really find it satisfying when you're placing like, let's say a long line of blocks and you just hold the button down and run and it just boom, 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 right in a row. I really like that. Now, the obvious answer to this for me is fishing. I don't think most people enjoy fishing in Minecraft that much. They find it kind of tedious. I enjoy it. And also the mining, just making a 2x1 branch mine basically and just going down and mining for hours. I'm good with that too. So those are the type of things I like to do.
Now it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show, Holy Bookworms joke of the week.
What language does a billboard speak?
Sign language.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Eh.
But so we had this debate. I saw this last week, right when she posted it on Jericho. And does a billboard speak?
Yes.
What language does a billboard use?
Yeah.
Would be sign language.
No, it
because
speaks.
You're not speaking.
It speaks.
Is it speech?
You can speak through actions or pictures.
Possibly.
It's just a different meaning of the word.
Oh, philosophy thinking now. All right. It's been a fun show. Thank you all for joining us. Really appreciate it. We love the support we get. I can't believe we're already episode 141. That's been amazing. Can't do it without you all. You can help us out by subscribing to the podcast. That is different than a YouTube subscription. Costs you like, what, $1.99 a month, something like that. You can find that link in the description. It truly does help us out. That's really the only way we get any type of support financially at all. So make sure to check that out. Best of all, with that subscription, you will get more of us. Who doesn't want more of us, Little C?
Me.
Oh,
wrong answer.
We do have the After Hours show, several episodes there that are available to you to enjoy. And that is just basically an off-topic show that we do. And you also get the first, 49 episodes that we did of this podcast, which we were just learning how to podcast. A lot of cringy stuff. A lot of good info there, though. We covered all kinds of cool topics back then. And the format was a little bit different, too. So you will get all of those, too. You can help us get the word out about the Black Party Podcast by telling everyone about the show. I mean everyone. And tell them to visit theblockpartymc.com.
We want to hear from you. We love your comments and questions. You can join a Discord or email us at contact@theblockpartymc.com.
Thank you all for being here. Truly appreciate it. I'm Bearded Sloth, and now I gotta eat my coffee.
And I'm Little C. Bye.